Hey, that was good timing for station identification. This is Kimber, WRKV 487. You're listening to the Amron Net. Okay, number five was meds. It's a wise idea to have extra meds on hand, including prescriptions and everyday meds and other medical items that your family usually needs. Don't just buy stuff to buy it. Make sure it's what your family needs and what you use on a regular basis. Number six is protection. It is advised to be vigilant and practice any form of self-defense that works best for you. Exercise your body and mind on a regular basis. Stay strong. I'm not predicting an emergency, but I strongly suggest preparing for stability. A prepared home is a peaceful home. Most of us already know these things. Stand by. The next source for Amron is Baltimore Chronicle. The rating is B and C2. Geomagnetic storm forecast for December 7th, 2025, U.S. health risks. Now, I know this already passed, but hear me out. Current space weather models suggest a high probability of moderate to strong activity resulting from a recent solar event. Kind of passed and was a little lighter than we expected. Furthermore, satellite systems are awful vulnerable. Stand by. During these strong solar activities, for GPS navigation, accuracy can degrade due to ionospheric distortion of signals. For communication satellites, orbital drag increases, potentially destabilizing their positions. And for high-frequency radio, shortwave radio communication may suffer blackouts or severe degradation. I have my comments on this wire. Stand by. Although this already happened, we are not through the current solar maximum cycle of our star. More to come? That being said, we all know the impact of high solar activity on communications, but what was not mentioned is the human health impact. Intense solar activity, like flares and coronal mass ejections, triggers geomagnetic storms, which then release charged particles and radiation that disrupt Earth's magnetic field, affecting the body's internal time clock, sleep, heart rate, blood pressure, stress response, immune system, and suppression. I meant to say immune system suppression. The following impacts have been reported in studies. Potential negative impacts on lung function and hormones like melatonin, leading to sleep disturbances, potential spikes in heart attacks, stroke, high blood pressure, and inflammation, headaches, fatigue, flu-like symptoms, immune suppression, decreased lung function, I think I already said that, and more. The effects vary. Astronauts face a much higher risk, as do the elderly, the chronically ill, or those with existing cardiovascular issues. Okay, that was the end of that one. Stand by. In local news, crime is increasing just as steadily as grocery prices here in Southern Oregon. Be on the lookout at all times when in public. Don't have your face in your phone, folks. I want you to be paying attention to what's going on around you, who may be coming at you, and just look at people. Pay attention, okay? Especially as the holidays and winter season are here. Please think about cash, toy, and non-perishable food item donations to families in need, and at the food banks and churches and schools. Please stay safe, be prepared, love your people, and be charitable. This is the end of messages as I have it. This is Kimber, WRKV 487, going back to net. Stand by.